This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. G20 leaders are meeting in Delhi to discuss a range of contentious issues, including how to tackle climate change and Russia's war on Ukraine. However, the heads of two of the world's most powerful countries, Russia and China, are not attending. Yogita Lamai is in Delhi.
What India has done quite successfully is that it's turned what's an annual summit and a presidency that it got because of rotation into this mega event where it's trying to showcase its strength to the world, and it's trying to tell the world that we can be the voice of the developing world. Of course, what we've seen in Delhi is this spectacular venue, but what we've also seen is impoverished areas, slums being destroyed or being hidden from view, the disparity that exists in India's cities being hidden from view. We've also heard Prime Minister Narendra Modi repeatedly refer to India as the mother of democracy, and there are many people who are asking questions about that phrasing, because what we are seeing in India is increasing restrictions on press freedom.
A powerful earthquake has struck Morocco, leaving at least 296 people dead and many more injured, according to the country's interior ministry. With more details, here's Abigail Maudsley.
The epicentre of the earthquake was in the Atlas Mountains, where many settlements are remote and hard to access. The nearest major city was Marrakesh, where frightened people rushed outside as the quake struck. Residents told the Reuters news agency that some buildings had collapsed in the city, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Video posted on social media shows buildings shaking, piles of rubble on the streets, and people walking through clouds of dust. Hospitals in Marrakesh are reported to be treating many of those injured.
A police officer in the US city of Philadelphia has been charged with murder over the fatal shooting of a motorist at a traffic stop last month. Mark Dial shot Eddie Irizarry, a 27-year-old Puerto Rican-American man, at close range as he was sat in his car. Body camera footage has disproved police accounts of what happened on the night, as our North America correspondent, John Sudworth, explains.
The newly released body cam footage provides a clear and graphic view of what happened. One of them gets out and within the space of just 5 seconds, with a shout of, "I'm going to shoot you," fires 6 bullets into the car. The initial police claim that he'd got out himself and lunged at the officers with a knife is clearly disproven, and Mark Dial, the officer who fired the shots, has been charged with murder. But the footage also shows Mr. Irizarry seemingly holding a knife. Lawyers for the officers say in the heat of the moment they'd mistaken the weapon for a gun and have called the charge outrageous.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The new Prime Minister of Gabon, Raymond Ondan Sima, has told the BBC he hopes democratic elections can be held within 2 years. The junta, which overthrew President Ali Bongo, has promised a free and fair vote, but not set out a timetable. Mr. Sima said the exact timings will be decided at a meeting of political parties in the coming days. He ruled out bringing a legal case against Gabon's former president, who military authorities have said is now free to travel. Rising floodwaters are continuing to hamper rescue and recovery efforts in Greece following devastating storms. The authorities in the city of Larissa in central Greece have ordered the evacuation of a district threatened by floodwaters. Sophia Bertizer is there.
Many people here are furious at the Greek authorities. They accuse ministers of using climate change as an excuse for poor building projects. I'm standing next to a bridge near the town of Almiros. It collapsed 3 years ago, so they rebuilt it. But now it's completely destroyed again. Many Greeks see this as a symbol of government failure.
State media in North Korea say the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, has attended a parade to mark the 75th anniversary of the state's founding. Delegations from Russia and China were present at the celebrations, as was Mr. Kim's daughter. Britain and Singapore have agreed a new strategic partnership aimed at boosting economic growth and cooperation in areas including security, science and technology. The new agreement will be signed during a meeting between British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and the Singaporean Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong at the G20 summit in Delhi later on Saturday. Britain has been seeking to boost its ties with Asian allies following its exit from the European Union and in July joined the Indo-Pacific trade bloc known as CPTPP. BBC News.